Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, October 28th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Cucurbita. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, your go-to podcast for unraveling complexities, exploring intriguing topics, and stimulating thoughtful discussions. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we'll dive into the fascinating world of Cucurbita. You might not recognize the name at first, but by the end of this episode, you'll see how this word ties into your daily life, and possibly even your dinner table. Now, Cucurbita is a genus of herbaceous vines in the gourd family, Cucurbitaceae, native to the Andes and Mesoamerica. This might sound a bit technical, so let's unpack it. Think pumpkins, squashes, and gourds. Yes, all of these familiar and versatile plants belong to the Cucurbita family. They've been part of human agriculture and cuisine for centuries, and they continue to be relevant in various cultural, economic, and nutritional contexts today. Before we get too far, let me pose a question. Have you ever stopped to consider the agricultural revolution that turned wild plants into the pumpkins and zucchinis on your plate? It's a transformation story, one that crosses cultural boundaries and historical timelines. Let that sink in as we proceed. Cucurbita species display a remarkable diversity in size, shape, and color, allowing them to morph into a variety of dishes, from the simplest roasted pumpkin to the most elaborate squash souffles. This versatility raises another interesting question. Do you have a favorite cucurbita dish, or perhaps a treasured family recipe passed down through generations? I'd love for us to share and exchange such stories and experiences. The history of cucurbita is deeply interwoven with human culture, particularly in the Americas, where they were first domesticated about 8,000 to 10,000 years ago. This ancient lineage connects indigenous farming practices, early forms of dietary staples, and eventually contributes to modern cuisines across the globe. It's noteworthy how a group of plants has adapted alongside human evolution, isn't it? The various species of cucurbita are primarily divided into five main domesticated species. Cucurbita pepo, which includes our everyday summer squashes, zucchinis, and even ornamental gourds. Next, we have Cucurbita moscata. Think butternut squash and the timeless pie pumpkins. These are some of their prized members. Cucurbita maxima includes the giant pumpkins we see during fall festivals. Cucurbita argyrosperma and Cucurbita fissifolia are less common, but hold their significance in regional cuisines. Can you guess which species accounts for the giant pumpkins that weigh over a ton? It's the Cucurbita maxima, proving just how diverse and astonishingly adaptable members of this family can be. Beyond their culinary applications, Cucurbita species hold important ecological and economic roles. They are essential for pollinators like bees, which are attracted to their bright, beautiful flowers. Fun fact, did you know that there are specialist bees that depend solely on these plants? The relationship is mutually beneficial, ensuring both get what they need to thrive. And let's not forget the economic impact. Globally, billions of dollars are generated from cucurbita crops every year. This not only supports farmers, but also drives innovation in agricultural strategies. With challenges like climate change affecting many traditional farming practices, cucurbita crops are undergoing constant research for improvement in pest resistance and growth efficiency. It makes me wonder, how can we ensure that such sustainable practices spread to other crop varieties significantly impacted by environmental changes? As we navigate our way through these diverse topics, think about how the cucurbita family also symbolizes the changing face of agriculture. From the organic backyard garden to expansive industrial farms, the journey is quite astounding. It's a testament to resilience and adaptation, both in plants and human endeavors. Now, back to the kitchen. In some cultures, cucurbita pumpkins are heralded in festivities and traditions. The infamous American holiday Halloween would be incomplete without the jack-o'-lanterns carved from cucurbita pepo. On Dia de Muertos, a traditional Mexican holiday, calabaza en tacha, candied pumpkin, is a beloved treat prepared using, you guessed it, cucurbita. As we come to the end of our exploration, here's a call to action. I encourage you to think about sustainability and biodiversity when integrating cucurbita species into your lives, whether it's growing your own squash or choosing to purchase locally sourced produce. It's small acts like these that foster a more meaningful connection between what's on our plate and the world we inhabit. Before we wrap up, let's ponder this. How has the context of our today's discussion, especially in terms of technological and ethical dimensions, reshaped your perspective on the impact of such seemingly simple plants in our lives? It's fascinating how a thread of biological evolution and human ingenuity can weave into a narrative that explains much about us today. Thank you for joining me on this flavorful journey through the world of cucurbita. I hope our discussion has sparked a fresh curiosity in you. Perhaps you'll even experiment with a new squash recipe this week. Remember, knowledge is most nourishing when shared, so let this conversation be the seed from which new understandings grow. Until next time, keep exploring, be curious, and as always, stay fascinated.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Cucurbita. Thanks for listening. See you next time.